Welcome to the Strange Gang Geeked Out Podcast, Episode 3. It's Morgan. I'm here with Megan.
Hey.
And Bailey.
Hey.
So today we're going to talk about And With a Knee, which is a TV show. And we're going to be discussing topics about that during Season 1.
And so. 2?
No.
No, just one today?
I don't think we're going to. We'll just talk about Season 1.
Overall.
We'll talk about it. I don't know if we're going to cover everything for Season 1.
Like Anastasia, there might be another part to this.
Yes, I want to do another part to Anastasia.
All right, Bailey. You haven't been here last week, so...
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Give us your thoughts.
And With a Knee, Season 1.
It was a good season.
It was a good season.
It was.
I remember when they released the trailer on Netflix, because it's on Netflix. They released the trailer for Season 1, I remember watching it, and I was like, this is going to be fantastic, because we all watched Anne of Green Gables when we were in 4th grade, I believe, right?
Yeah, 4th grade.
So,
our teacher showed it to us.
Yep.
Because she really liked it. Our math teacher showed it to us.
Yes, it was the best, like, 2 weeks of math class. We just watched bits and pieces of all of the Anne of Green Gables movies. And ever since then, I've really enjoyed it. I know you've really enjoyed it, Megan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Bailey has, too. But ever since then, I've, like, tried to buy all the books. I've tried to buy the movies, which is really funny because I own them now. But back then, when I didn't have a bank account and I didn't have money, I would always, like, try to find them on YouTube, which you can't find them on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But they just put them into CD format.
We actually had the first book.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
We had the first book when we were in middle school.
Yeah.
But
we had Anne of Green Gables.
It wasn't a present for us, it was for our sister. So,
and
like, we didn't even know what the heck that was.
She had Anne of Green Gables and Rebecca from Sunnybrook Farm.
I have all of the books. I got a box set from my cousin's grandma, who is not related to me. So I have all of them, including the ones that are about her kids, but aren't really about her kids. I don't know. I didn't read that one because it's not really about Anne of Green Gables or even really her kids. But it's about the neighbor's kids for some reason.
Forget them. No one cares about the neighbor's kids.
I think, like, by that time, like, everybody was like, we want more Anne of Green Gables books. And L.A. Montgomery was like, okay, here. But she really
had a random
kid. She didn't have her heart in it or something.
There's a book about Anne of Green Gables' kids' neighbors.
Hey! Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was odd.
Yeah. All right, the show. It's Canadian-based, mm-hmm. which we should mention. And the only way you can watch it, if you are in America or anywhere else in the world, is through Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Netflix, for putting that out.
Yeah, for taking it on or whatever they do. However they do that. But.
I remember, I don't even think I saw that it was on Netflix. You told me to watch it.
I think it was me, because I had just found it out, and I was like, what is this? This looks like Anne of Green Gables. So I started watching it, and I was like, it is, it's Anne of Green Gables, and then I messaged you guys, I'm like, hey, there's a new show on Netflix.
I was like, yeah, it's been there for a while.
Oh, I don't think I had seen it.
As soon as it aired, I'd watch the first episode, but it's like an hour. So I assumed all the other episodes were an hour, so I hadn't touched it in a few, it was a couple months.
Yeah, it took me 2 days.
And then Megan started watching it, and I was like, I should probably finish it so we can talk about it.
It took me 2 days to get through the first episode, though.
Yeah.
It takes a while to get used to Amy Beth, the main character plays Anne, to get used to her,
portrayal.
Yeah, the way she talks.
Which is great.
It, don't get us wrong. We love Amy Beth.
After a while, though, you're just like, oh, used to it. You're like, wow, you're a really cringy aunt.
Yeah, it is.
She's
cringy.
Very dramatic, so that's why it cringy and dramatic. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to describe.
Once you get past the cringy parts, then you can just oh yeah, I really do love this, except for all the cringy parts. But
yeah, I have to physically pause it and just take a step away because I can't handle it sometimes.
Yeah.
Who plays Gilbert? What's his name? It's Lucas, right?
Lucas. Jade.
He does great. They all do great. No.
Zoom in. No. It's like Lucas, Jade, something with a Z.
Gilbert.
Just Gilbert.
Just
call him Lucas. We didn't say Amy Beth's last name.
It's McColtney, right?
McNulty? McColtney?
It's something. Wow, we
I call her McNulty. Maybe that's McNulty, but whatever.
Okay, Gilbert is played by Lucas Jade Zuman.
I said that, right?
You said Ish. Jay.
Jade.
Okay, alright.
Megan.
It is McNulty. McNulty. I didn't even say it right. McNulty. She's Irish, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the actors are from around the world.
Some are from Canada.
Yeah, I think Lucas is from Canada, isn't he?
I knew that answer at one point, but I don't know if I know it now, so I will not confirm that.
Amy Beth is from Ireland. The actress who plays Marilla Cuthbert is from Great Britain?
Yes. I believe she's English.
I don't know. She's somewhere in there, but I don't know exactly where. That's about all the actors I know where they're from.
Yeah.
I think all the kids are, like, from Canada.
Except for Amy Beth. I wonder how that casting went. They picked her because they thought she looked like Anne. Or, like, how that worked out. Like, who the other contenders
were. There were thousands of contenders.
Sure. So. Yeah, they went there.
They went to Ireland to find her, or
no,
she came to Canada. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, there was,
There was, like, a thing she was talking about. I think it was, like, down to two kids, and they just picked her.
Oh, nice.
I can't remember. If I find it, I'll show it to you.
All right.
Yeah, send it to me, too.
I don't need to see it, but okay.
I think it's, like, Moira was talking about it, or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I think this is recent, wasn't it? Wasn't it recent?
I think when they were doing season two stuff.
Oh, recent. Well, I mean, that's
it's
still
season two recent.
That's still mm-hmm. relatively
it's like in the
recent.
Last year.
Yeah.
I think it was like around that time. But yeah.
Because like what season one came out in 2016, right? But they filmed it before 2016.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So because the growth between season one and the current season, like everybody looks way much older because it's been a couple of years, but it doesn't seem like that.
Season three is currently airing. There's been mm-hmm. three episodes so mm-hmm. far, which we are not going to be talking about that until at a much later date.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't come out on Netflix until January 21st.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one who's seen any of the new episodes, so.
I don't. I'm not downloading a VPN just to.
It's not illegal.
I know. I just don't want to do it. I'm just too lazy. I'd rather wait for them to put it on Netflix and watch it in January, which I won't even watch all of it in January.
you'll take 6 months.
I
to
just
watch it.
Listen. She I will. Just finished season two like last month.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I finished it. I was like, hey, like I haven't finished season three of Stranger Things.
You haven't?
No, I haven't. Since I started watching it in the summer, I watched the first, like, two episodes, and I haven't touched it since then.
It's okay. Season three is pretty trash, so you're not missing much.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
then.
That seems to be the general opinion.
It was not that good.
No, it was alright.
The first episode was pretty good.
Yeah, but we're not even
three.
Talking about that.
Anyway, go back,
yay.
Back to Anthony.
So, wait, what did you say what were your thoughts on, like, season one, episode one?
I just said that it took me 2 days to, like,
oh, okay.
get through. Because,
but,
like,
what did you think about it?
It was good.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
I wish you guys could see her face right now. That was that was great.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on it?
It was good. Yeah, it's fine. It's, like, the same story.
It was a little different, though.
Oh, that's something we should really talk about is, differences between mm-hmm. the original Anne of Green Gables and Anne with an E. There's actually quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The main storyline is mostly the same, but I mean, they've added in new characters, they've taken out characters.
Yes.
I mean, I personally like what they've done with this. I think it's more realistic. I think it's better for it. To be honest, I'm going to be just a little bit honest. The original Anne of Green Gables is just a tad bit boring every so often.
Just a little.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Sorry,
I can't be quiet.
our friend Sierra is here.
Sitting in.
Yeah, she's listening. She's supposed to be just listening.
Hey, no, if you want to join
don't
in.
Don't quiet her.
Because I think we told you to watch that too.
I didn't.
All right, thoughts and opinions.
Well, I'm sure it's good. Everyone else seems to have come to agreement that it's
good.
Yeah. Just good.
Yeah, good.
I think, because the original movies, they're from the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Into the 90s?
The last one was early 2000s.
Okay, and into the 2000s. So those series of movies are great for that time frame, but this TV show is
except
great.
For the third one. The third one's just...
Yeah.
We don't talk about
isn't
that
from 2008? 2005?
No, it was like 2003.
Okay, I haven't even watched that one. I just kind of refused to because
Megan
Follows isn't in it. So,
yes, she is.
She is.
Which one are you talking about?
The one with the old lady.
Oh no, I wasn't talking about that one.
Oh okay, she's not in that one.
Okay. So the first one.
Yeah.
It's her.
Yeah.
To 16.
Yeah.
The second one's where she's with the Pringles.
Yeah. Ugh.
The third one is like
no.
It's World War II or something.
Yes.
And
which I've seen the majority of, because we watched that one
that's
in
the one
class.
I was talking
because she starts writing her book in that one, and our math teacher was like, we're going to watch this one, children.
All right, the Anne of Green Gables, the continuing story, the World War II one, is 2000. And the one after that doesn't even have Megan Follows in it is 2008.
Yes, which
it
is
looks really old.
It's setting in our box set. I'm just avoiding
I
it.
I haven't even no.
No. What was I gonna say?
We're getting off topic. Here
I know
again.
We're getting totally off topic. But what I was gonna. Oh, then the TV show now is great for like 2017, 2018, 2019 because it addresses issues that we're having now. That's really cool. Don't want to spoil those in case you haven't seen the show.
No, we are gonna this is not spoiler free. We have mentioned this several times, so I mean,
if you get mad, it's your own fault.
Down to spoiler
so
town.
In the
should
first,
write a musical.
In the first episode, not the first episode. The first season, they show Anne having a lot of PTSD.
Yeah.
From the orphanage and from her past experiences of working for families, and a lot of the old fans of Anne of Green Gables got mad and called it unrealistic.
But I don't think it is.
It's definitely not because a lot of kids who are orphans and are in that system, they all have some kind of thing they have to
work out. Some sort of trauma, because I mean,
so those people. They like to trash on Anne with an E for absolutely no reason.
Yeah. Remember that one article that you showed me that basically just like...
That was the...
Slammed the whole show.
Wasn't it Vanity Fair?
It was Vanity Fair.
Yeah, like it
Let
was
me, hold on, it's
the
on
most
my,
ridiculous
hold on.
Article I've ever read. And Vanity Fair, like I watched like a lot of their stuff and read their articles, but this one was, it was just terrible. Like the person, whoever wrote the article had like some personal vendetta
against this, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
crazy.
So the Vanity Fair article was, like, after season one came out. Basically, they're just talking about, like, everything that's wrong with it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a different era. It's a different...
director, different
cast.
Yeah,
different people. They're trying to tell a different story. They don't want to tell the same story over and over.
Right,
yeah.
But, and they totally missed that point with their article.
Yeah, but it's like they have a
and
problem...
This is, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
And this, they're writing this for a new generation to watch. It's not for the old fans. It's more for the new fans.
Yeah. But, like, it seems like whoever wrote the Vanity Fair article had a problem with almost every character and how they portrayed the character. And I'm like,
why don't you do it? Why don't you go and try to portray
these
complex characters?
Gosh.
You couldn't.
you just slammed the Vanity Fair, like, for what is it? Writer? We don't even know them. Whatever.
You suck.
Really? I mean, they did it bad because it's not terrible.
They even like the Vanity Fair person didn't even like the theme song. I love that theme song.
I love
Are
that
you
theme
serious?
Song so much.
That's weird. Gosh. I think they're looking to nitpick.
Again?
Ahead by a Century. Oh my god, I jammed to that in the kitchen.
Yes. The whole fandom likes that song. Yes. I don't know why Vanity Fair.
I remember when I first heard it and I was like, this is kind of weird, but I've grown to love it, so.
Yep.
It's a great song. I don't know who sings
actually,
it. I can't remember their name.
I didn't like it at first. I was like, this is a weird choice for title screens, but then I like it a lot.
I like
now,
the song, but... the intro sequence with the tree and stuff. I was like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah,
but I was like, that's really pretty.
No,
I
think it's
pretty.
The art
but
was
I thought
kind
it was
odd.
Kind of strange. But...
That reminds me. Anne has a very active imagination, and I saw somewhere that they said that the title screens are supposed to be like what she's imagining.
Oh, yeah.
Which
tell
I was like,
that.
Wow, that's really
yeah.
cool. That was
I
creative
was cool.
of them. Like, really
yeah.
creative. Especially if you go through it and you can really see how,
mm-hmm.
how creative.
I think compared to this show and then comparing it to the movie, they really bumped up her imagination and like potential. Like I can see where she wants to be a writer
mm-hmm.
in the show more than I could see it in the movie.
Yeah,
I don't
same.
Know. Maybe it was because
it
was
like...
the 80s and they were just like, we just want to sell this movie and stuff like that. But I think. I don't know if it's the writers, I don't know if it's Moira directing, or it's just everybody combined, like, this whole show, I don't know, I guess
it's
it would...
It's very well put together.
Yes.
That, I think
there
that's what she's trying to get at.
Thank you, Megan.
They, I agree with that. It didn't seem
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know, in the original, it seemed like when she was like, I want to be a writer.
Yeah.
But
they talked about it like
that was just
like
weird.
Once.
It was just like random. Like
yeah.
She was just randomly wanted. I mean, I know that happens. People, you just randomly decide, oh, I want to do this. Sometime.
Yeah.
But they
it
didn't
just
even
seemed,
show
it just seemed
her imagination
odd.
Really.
Yeah.
Except for the one time when she first goes there and Marilla is like,
mm-hmm.
"What's your name?" She's like, "Call me Cordelia."
Yeah.
But that was basically it.
I don't know if maybe they were just like didn't want to focus on that part of the books. But I
but
think
that's
they,
a big part, though.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Just,
because, like, that, it kind of, like, sets who she is, like, who her character is. And to not show that in the movie is kind of, it just becomes another story about a girl, you know, trying
yeah.
to do something. And instead of, like, this girl who has a very active imagination trying to, you know, she's ahead by a century. And
yeah.
I think they really show that in the TV
yeah,
show.
Yeah, she is. She's very modern thinking for
mm-hmm.
her time period.
And so is Miss Stacy, because I remember
yes.
in the movie, Miss Stacy was
kindred
just like,
spirits.
Yeah, she was just chilling.
She's yeah,
like,
she was just
I'm
Stacey.
Here. Yeah, but now she's like, wow, she drives a motorbike. She wears pants.
She doesn't wear a corset.
It's crazy.
She,
modern. It's really modern.
She likes to build things. She likes
mm-hmm.
to do her own. She's
I did
her
like
own.
That one part. Now we're getting into season two, but I liked that one part where she was like painting the wall.
Yeah, that was
fruit.
Cool.
I thought that was super cool. She's making her own wallpaper.
Yeah. They're kindred spirits, by the way. You can, never mind. That was a season 3 spoiler. I'm not even going to mention that. There's several people in this room who have not seen season 3, so I will not even mention
season
it.
Season 1.
Yeah.
Sierra, go watch it.
In Sierra's case.
It's really good. Like, you got to get past the first cringy. Listen, she's cringy. You just got to accept it. You gotta
yes.
accept Amy Beth and her cringiness that is
the
Anne.
Actress herself is not
no,
cringy.
She's great.
But it's how she portrays Anne. And
which
I
is
think
great.
It's good.
Kids are naturally cringy.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
So like
it's like up
like,
to of 1,000, I think.
Yeah.
Though.
Can I mention something that I thought was kind of cringy?
What?
Lucas's who plays Gilbert, his delivery of the carrots line, he was just kinda like carrots.
That was an awkward scene. That was such an awkward
yeah.
scene.
He's supposed to be like, hey, carrots. But instead
yeah.
he was like,
I feel
carrots.
Like, I feel like that wasn't like the first take or
no.
even the 20th take.
No.
I feel like they
well,
had to
like,
do that quite a
I
bit.
I don't know, because like, it is really strange. You know how he keeps looking over at her and then he like, he's looking at the, and he throws the chalk and then he gets up
that
and
was
puts
cute.
The apple there. It was just really strange to watch because I'd seen the movie version, you read the book version, but then when you watched Lucas do it, I'm just like, what are you doing?
He's trying to be nicer.
I know,
yeah.
but like he's doing it, like what is his face doing? Like,
okay, give him a break. Maybe that was his first time. Like maybe that was his first scene he ever filmed.
Oh,
you
maybe.
Know.
Yeah.
But just his, the way he said carrots didn't seem right. It
really
was just kind of.
Well, maybe they filmed the scene before that he's in the forest.
Can we talk about how she hit him with the chalkboard?
Oh,
I mean,
my.
She really
Listen,
hit him.
I don't know if that was, they staged it very well.
It was.
But I want to think that she did hit him a little, but I really think they just staged it really nicely.
If you look, I saw the slow motion of it, and I'm pretty sure she actually hits him. She really whacks him.
They sped up the scene.
I don't know. They could, well, whatever noise effect they used, it sounds, like, when you watch it, you're like, oh my gosh, she just, like, almost killed this poor boy.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
She's just trying to give her an apple.
And then he looks at her, like, oh.
Yeah, like, she hits him, and he's just like, I'm gonna marry you.
Exactly, that is his exact facial expression.
Like, memes, I was like, what? Yeah.
What? I think I've seen those memes, actually.
Yeah, wait, let me
show you. But, so there's also some other people that you meet, through Anne's journey. The first episode, I'm not sure if they introduced Diana, if that's in the first episode or in the second episode.
I think it's the second, because that's when she goes to school and meets all the kids.
Yeah.
Do they meet at the picnic?
I don't know. There is Diana, does she meet Diana in the first episode or the second episode?
She
meets Billy in the first episode because they're at the picnic. She meets Billy.
Yeah, she doesn't, I don't think she meets, she doesn't meet Diana at the picnic. She's already known Diana then.
Mm-hmm.
Because Billy was being mean, and then Diana came over. But I don't think she met Diana until the second episode, because that first episode was supposed to be just
Anne,
Marla, and
she, Anne runs away because they're like, they're gonna, the Cuthberts want a boy to work the farm, so they've adopted a boy, but they get a girl accidentally, and so they're gonna take her back to the orphanage or whatever, and Anne's like, no, I don't want to go back, and she like runs away, spends the night by a tree, and then she comes back and she's just like, okay, take me home. And I don't think they did. I think Marilla's like, nah, we're not gonna let you go back to the orphanage. So they tried to take her to this other lady's house, but she's got like too many kids and she doesn't seem like the best environment for a young girl such as Anne. So Marilla and Matthew ultimately decide to keep Anne. But I think a couple episodes later, like, Anne has, like, this dramatic, like, fit or whatever, she goes back to the train station. I think it's in the third episode. Or the fourth episode.
I cannot for the life of me remember what that was about.
I don't know. Something had happened. Was it the brooch? The brooch went missing?
I thought that was the first episode.
I don't know.
We
something,
really need to rewatch
something
this.
Happens. I haven't watched it in a while, but we can still talk about it because I do remember most of it.
Yeah,
because
remember she's like, oh, you can look at it, but don't take it. And then it's in the chair.
And then it
gets that was
misplaced.
One of the reasons why Marilla's like, you're going back.
Right. But I remember.
Then she's like, I found the brooch, Matthew, go get her.
Yeah. She goes back to the.
Marilla's like my favorite character.
Marilla's great.
I remember watching Marilla in the movie and just being like, okay, you're there. But like in this, again, in the show. I don't know, it's just really different. All the characters are different from how you kind of remember them, which is, it's not a bad difference, it's a good difference. What is Megan is showing us the funny photo. It's great.
It's a Anne with an E meme. Maybe we should, never mind.
Explain the meme.
Yeah.
No, I'm not
we
going
can
to
post
explain it.
It.
That's what I was about to suggest.
Post it on
the
account.
It's not our property though, so we can't technically.
Well, as long as you find the source.
The people do it all the time, but
you
it's
do
technically
it.
Not.
Well, you do it.
If
the
you
story.
Can find the source,
you put it on the story.
Yeah, that too.
But
anyway,
we'll put it on the story.
And
that's a good idea.
Befriends this girl named Diana, and they become really, really good friends. And like Diana, I don't know what her notions are about Anne's cringiness, but she kind of overlooks it, and they just become really good friends.
That's kind of how all friendships are.
Yeah.
You have to overlook everyone's cringiness.
She, well, because, like, Anne will be like, I have this idea, blah, 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 mystical fairyland. And Diana's just I'm there for this content.
Heck yeah.
Like, she's just a really good friend.
Yeah, she's
quality
a
content.
Supportive friend.
So, but she makes other friends along the way. She makes a friend, her name's Ruby. Ruby doesn't really like her.
At first.
But she learns to like her and they become really, really good friends.
The reason why Ruby doesn't like her is because Josie Pye and the other girls decide they don't like her. So Ruby's
like,
I want to fit in.
Yeah.
And so that's the only reason why she didn't like her. But once she got to know her, she's like, hey, Anne's actually kind of cool.
Yeah,
I like
Good Friends season 2. Man, I won't talk about season 2.
We'll talk about season 2 later.
Yeah.
Still looking for that meme to show Sierra.
All right, that's fine. So, do you want to say anything else about season one? Do you have any funny moments that you were just like, yeah, this is great, or any terrible moments?
Oh, hey. We didn't even talk about Jerry.
Oh my gosh, Jerry! No! Now listen, Jerry in the originals, Jerry's old man? Jerry's like an old dude in the like originals, right? Jerry's not an old man. He's a kid in this, and he's great. He's like the cinnamon roll. I remember watching the first episode and being like, people better not ship Airy.
What?
People better not ship Anne and Jerry. I was like, Anne and Gilbert, OTP, endgame. Because I don't know. Gilbert wasn't in the first episode, so Jerry, the first person Diane. She meets is,
said Jerry was an old man?
No, yeah, in the original, in the movie, but not in this TV show. He's a kid.
He's a kid.
He's only mentioned once in the book, just once.
Yeah. He's a farmhand who works at the Cuthberts.
Okay.
He's French Canadian.
Yes, but he's really not.
Because that would be weird out if it was
a No.
What I was going to tell you last night. Remember when we were talking about Anthony, and I was like, remember the big thing? And I was like, what I want out of season 3.
Yeah, and then you're like,
then I forgot.
Answer. I was like,
I remembered.
What do you want?
I remembered like 15 minutes ago when you were talking. Can we tell you?
Tell it, yeah.
It's not a spoiler. What I want for season 3 of Anthony: chase the darn cow. Go and chase the cow.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? But now I know.
That's from the movie.
Yeah.
That's in the book, I believe.
That's not till she's a little bit older.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
In the season 3.
It's like when she comes back.
Chase the cow.
I'm pretty sure she's already been to Queens. It's called Queens, right?
Yeah, but like, Matthew's not sick yet, so.
He's not. I'm just gonna avoid. I thought this was after.
No, it's at the beginning.
Spoilers, Matthew dies in the originals.
It's the beginning of the second movie. Because Diana's getting married. This is from the movie. I'm not talking about the TV show now. Diana's getting married in the second movie, and she comes back, and they chase the cow. And they get in the mud.
I just remembered, like...
Is she adult in season 3?
No, they're still children.
No,
they're 16.
Yeah.
That's when they start.
Because I love the movies where they're adults.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I... Oh, gosh,
they
their
probably,
hair.
Her
poopy hair. It wasn't that bad. Oh, I remember that if you go to PEI, Prince Edward Island, where they shoot, they have a play.
They do?
Yes, Anne of Green Gables play.
That's
awesome.
They're making it into a ballet, by the way.
Are they?
Cool. Yeah.
What?
How does that
Morgan
work?
Morgan is shook.
Yeah, how does that work, though? I mean, I understand.
I don't care. I want to go see it.
Hey, I'll have to send you the video, because I've seen the video multiple times.
Awesome.
I could see, like, the person who plays Matthew.
I wish I could.
They're just doing, like, farm stuff. Like,
barn. Jerry. Oh, my gosh. I love... He was like, barn. Here's a barn. There's a barn.
Hey, that's season 3.
Going to the barn.
Shush.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
I'm talking to Bailey.
I don't know.
Bailey doesn't know what I'm talking
about. You were looking at me.
I know. You know what I'm talking about.
You know what we're talking about,
Sierra?
I know what we're talking
about. Sierra's all-knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sierra is all-knowing. She knows everything at all times. So, I mean.
I have approximate knowledge of most things.
She's never seen the show, but yes.
Yes, she has everything.
It is a really good show.
Tell us, what's your favorite moment of your approximate season knowledge of the show?
What's your favorite moment?
I like the slap of the chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, though, that is, like, a really good scene.
Yeah, it's pretty
she
good.
She picks up the chalkboard.
She's like,
not the slate. The actual
chalkboard.
It's like a baby chalkboard.
Could you imagine? She becomes Hulk. Rips the chalkboard off the wall.
Could you imagine just the whole... She hits him with a whole chalkboard.
I just really like the noise.
The noise. Will we get copyrighted if we play a little bit of it?
I don't know how many seconds you can play of it.
I don't know.
Should we risk it?
Do it!
We're not making money.
Wait, what are you
playing?
Yeah, we're not. We're not sponsored.
The scene where she hits him.
Oh, no, I don't think.
Hurry.
I'm trying.
Hurry faster.
Calm. It's only a minute.
Okay.
They're probably like,
huh? It's just static. Because, like, listen. Listen.
Gonna be like,
Gilbert's looking at Anne.
All right.
Okay, you're gonna see.
He's throwing chalk.
Throwing chalk at Anne. He's looking up. He's looking at her still.
Stop yelling.
Yeah, he's quiet.
He's trying to do work. I'm gonna throw this chalk at her.
He threw another piece.
Yeah. Nobody's looking at him. He's like, what are you doing?
She stood up, and he's going to put an apple on her desk.
Whoops.
He whoops.
He dropped the apple right on her desk.
Whoops.
Carrots.
I'm not talking to you!
Okay, pause it.
Okay, alright.
You just did.
Wait.
Why is he so laughing?
He just did.
Okay.
There you go.
Did you see the spike above his skin?
He really smacks him.
I know.
Were you able to see that?
I think maybe he was just trying to get a reaction out of her, but I don't know. It's just really strange.
You smell good.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think
for all of you listeners out there, just know that I smell good.
Hey, Sarah, do you just want to join the podcast team?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll be here.
I'll be here.
Every time. If you don't even hear her, just know she's there.
Exactly.
Because she's all knowing, so
yeah. She's
all encompassing as well.
Yeah.
I think
really hit him.
I know.
I can't get over that. Wait, look at his face.
Okay, this has been episode 3 of The Strange Gang Geeks Out, where we talked about Anne with an E. Sierra was kind of like our special guest, even though we didn't really introduce her, but she was here nonetheless.
Did we even say her name before now?
No. Until when she started talking, we were like,
hey,
this is Sierra.
Okay.
But yeah. So anyway, we're going to go. Everybody say goodbye. Bye.
Bye.